All right, so we are back with Ken and Lisa Waters Lane in the studio. She comes each week with your garden question. Just what are people talking about in your neighborhood? And then we just share that together. So welcome to the studio, Lisa.
Thank you.
First week in December. There's only like, what is that? three weeks until Christmas.
Three.
Isn't that exciting?
This year.
Yeah. No, actually, there's one other day because retailers are really excited because there's one more day between like the Friday after Thanksgiving and Christmas. So they're thinking Blockbuster for
shopping. Did you go Black Friday shopping?
I did online.
Did you Cyber Monday?
No, I didn't. At some point, you kind of go, yeah, whatever. I don't care about saving five bucks.
Did you do Giving Tuesday?
I know. Isn't it nuts?
It's just, it keeps going on and on.
What I'm trying to do is delete all the text messages and emails and alerts saying you should be shopping with them, going, don't bother me. If I'm interested, I'll come find you. Don't try to find me. So I didn't ask to sign up. If I ask, that's fine. Right. There's some that I really go after I really follow, and some I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got you all. You're all wrapped up. All the stockings are all done.
Pun? I'm all wrapped up.
You are. Wait till you see it.
Wait till you see yours. Mm. You will be happy.
Oh, will I be giddy? Or just happy?
Yeah,
really?
You'd probably be giddy.
I've got a new Ford Bronco coming in the driveway Christmas Day.
No, you won't be that giddy.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to the holidays. So Christmas gifts are going up. We went over to Granite Gates. Mm-hmm. Got your parents their tree, their wreath. They were just excited to have Christmas in their rooms.
Their new place.
Yeah.
So we got it all decorated, got the Christmas stuff up there, and we did ours here.
Yep.
For the most part.
Outside's not quite done.
Not quite done.
We'll get there. Can't hardly started. I watered the plants. That's all I did.
Yeah. You didn't do much.
So anyway, garden questions. Okay. What do we got with the question things? I am.
Sure. Yeah. So Jack is out in Chino. He bought an Austrian pine. He's getting ready to plant it.
Yeah.
His question is, he pulled the bucket off and he realized it's wrapped in burlap.
Yeah.
So how do you plant differently when you're planting a tree that is ball and burlap, which is what that is?
Yep.
How is that different from when you, because you're not going to be scoring the root ball like you do with other trees. So what do you do?
So ball and burlap is field grown. So we plant it at a farm. Hundreds of acres, we just line them up and then we fill them out. We trim them for several years in the ground, and then we'll go through and dig those up many times by hand or by machine, wrap it in burlap. And that's what's confusing for folks. They just don't know what to do with the burlap. Don't do anything. Right. Just pull it out as gently as you can. Put it in you plant it exactly the same depth, three times the width, add some mulch, backfill around that root ball with that. But the ball and burlap is you're just gently setting it in the ground. The burlap is there simply to hold that dirt around the roots. That's it. Mm-hmm. And so the roots will grow right through that burlap like it was nothing. The secret is when you're all done, untie or clip. So we'll take jute netting, typically jute tie or twine at the top where the trunk is. We'll wrap that around a couple of times. Generally, that's going to rot, and the roots, as the trunk grows, it'll push that apart. But just in case, clip that off and then lay the burlap back and then water it in really well and stake it to make sure the snow doesn't make it flop over. And that's all you do. Water the same amount twice a month. You do everything the same. And so usually your bigger trees, big spruce, big Austrian pines, big deodars, not necessarily deodars, many times deodars, spruce, pine, fir, they're all field grown. So they're ball and burlapped. The other smaller trees are container grown. So they're actually planted in as seedlings in the bucket they're going to deliver to the nursery with. They might be there for 4 or 5 years, but they're in that bucket the whole 4 or 5 years. And then when they're finally ready, they're just taken off the drip, brought in, and then we sell them right here. But they're smaller. You don't want to keep a tree in a bucket for 10 years to get a 7, 6, 7, 8 foot spruce. Mm-hmm. It's better to go in the ground. They get fuller and thicker that way. So that's why how do you get a better quality plant in the ground or in the bucket? And we're choosing that method to display them. So anyway, that's the difference. Come in and see us. We'll give you a hand. We'll walk you through and show you what that's all about. Jack, although he's already got an Austrian Chino Valley. Just plant it, Jack. Just plant it. You're good to go.
Well, it is a little confusing when you see that burlap sack there. What do you do with it? All right. Next question is from Grant. He's out in Prescott Valley. He's planning ahead.
Yeah, right on, Grant.
They're always planning ahead.
That's a gardener for you.
So, new property next spring, wants to put in fruit trees. And his question is, in this area, what are the most reliable fruit trees for giving you fruit?
Right. So it can be tricky. Mm-hmm. And you get all this garden content from all over the place. And none of it's right when you're doing a search. That's why you're tuned into the Mountain Gardeners right here. Your friends, Ken and Lisa Lane, your backyard neighbors. Here's what we've done. It'll work for you too. The question is going to be, is Prescott Valley different than Prescott, different than Chino, different than Paulden, different than Sedona, different than, Hillside, Skull Valley? We're all the same. You just don't want those desert varieties. There's certain varieties that need a lot of chill hours. They need a lot of cold before they start to erupt into bloom. Those are going to be your apples and pears are the most reliable because they take the most chill hours before they start to bloom. So they're the last ones to bloom and start to fruit in spring. So you're out of that risk of frost. The ones that are most likely, the first ones to start to bloom are apricots and nectarines, a few plums, but basically those varieties. They'll be about a month ahead of apples and pears. So you want the latest possible blooming of all the apricots. So that's Tiltons, Chinese apricots, Mormon apricots. Those are the better ones, frost, nectarines. Go with those. It's because they're more likely to fruit. You want to stay away from your desert varieties. If some of your desert varieties need 200 chilling hours, and then they bloom. Well, that's great for the desert up here. 200 chilling hours, it's starting to bloom in January. You've got 3 months of frost. Guaranteed it won't damage the tree. It'll take the fruit. So we'll start shipping our fruit trees. It's end of January, February. We'll start shipping as soon as we can get into those fields. The rains start to affect when we can go into the fields and harvest plants. And so as soon as those tractors and the equipment can get in there without destroying the fields, we'll start. And that's usually January, definitely by Valentine's. We're starting to go full on, full court press, fill the garden center up. It's a great time to choose fruit trees. You want to get them in as soon as you can before they wake up for spring. So if you can, that's plant them January, February, March, April, before May. If you can, we're so mild, but if you can get them before they wake up, there's less transplant shock. So I guess going back to Grant's question, apples and pears most reliable, then peaches and cherries, then it would be plums, then it would be apricots and nectarines. There you go. There's the list. The varieties, there's too many to choose from.
That was a long answer.
Sorry. And we don't even have very many fruit trees. And not even good. Another month and a half. We'll have tons, hundreds of fruit trees.
But thinking ahead.
That's awesome. I love gardeners. They're always optimistic.
That's right. I'm trying to see if we have enough time. I can't.
Got a minute. Go for it. One more question.
All right. This is from Linda. She says, my pines seem to be full of aphids.
Yeah.
Everything is, there is clear, sticky stuff everywhere. Yeah. Basically, question is, do I need to spray? Just wait for cold. And then what should I spray with? I spray.
Yeah, that's from Linda. Is that who that was?
Linda.
Hey, Linda. Yes, you need to spray. You've got bugs eating the life out of your plants. Of course. Don't wait. They'll suck the life. They'll cause tip damage. They'll affect your new growth for the buds. They'll affect next spring's growth. Pray for like 14 degree weather. That will obliterate them. But until then, spray them with Sayonara, a triple action. There's all kinds of stuff that soapy water, don't just spray water. No. If you're going to take the time to spray, add something to that. I would actually use Sayonara. The aphids are so bad on deodar cedars, all the pine trees. They're even getting on spruce, which is unheard of. Put some Sayonara, which is a clear spray, but it has a repelling. It kills the aphids plus has a repelling action. So come see us and we'll get you honed in. But yes, don't let, if you got sticky, gooey, glossy needles and rocks, come see us. We can help you with that. This is serious. Don't let it go. Right. Ken and Lisa Lane, the Mountain Gardeners. Be right back right after this.